That's a nice card. We're going through wallets, like I said. Anyway, Youth Voice is an opportunity for teens to share their opinions. It's an opportunity for teens to, you know, I'm going through Neil's wallet right now. And what do I pull out? The mission of the YMCA of Snohomish County. You are a good boy.
It's my wallet. I need to read it.
Okay, read it.
The YMCA of Snohomish County is called... What's that word?
It is composed.
Composed of people of all ages, ethnic backgrounds.
Ethnic.
And religious.
Religious.
Affiliations.
Affiliations.
United.
United.
In sharing.
Sharing, all right. Enough. Thank you. Golly gee.
The values of caring, honesty, respect, and...
Responsibility.
Yeah. Through the programs that build...
Strong kids.
Strong kids.
Strong families.
Strong communities.
And strong communities.
And communities.
All right, go sit
we
down.
We build kids strong families. Strong kids. And strong community.
Thank you very much. Holy smokes. Needless to say, we're not much for literacy on Youth Voice. In any event, Youth Voice is a program designed to give teens the opportunity to get on the air and share their opinions on issues that they feel, that they identify themselves as being important. Now, I understand that this show isn't for everybody. People listen, and I've gotten phone calls from people that say, ah, those kids, they can't talk, or they blah, 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 whatever. Here's my deal. I understand how you feel. I mean, there are times that, people can be less than articulate. But what I've found, and I think this is a universal truth, what I've found is that kids and adults speak the same language. Yeah. And that I've run into some adults who are less than articulate, but sure have a lot to say. Especially on radio, for Pete's sake. So what we've done is we've carved out 90 minutes of time here at 90.7 KSER, 90 whole minutes, chock full of very interesting.
It's kind of weird. It's 90 at 90. See that?
Right. Gosh, Neil.
I'm smart.
She's a smart kid. In any event,
I didn't get myself.
Youth Voice, the purpose of Youth Voice, as I said, is to give teens the opportunity to share their opinions and their viewpoints, and we are happy to provide the venue for them. Today is going to be an interesting subject. It's sort of a taboo topic, so to speak. We're talking about religion. Now, it is sort of an interesting conversation, and I want everyone to sit down and pay attention. Neil? And I want you to focus on the show because this question is directed towards you specifically. What we do at Youth Voice is we meet every Sunday at 1:30 at the Everett Family YMCA, and we take over a conference room and act obnoxious, laugh a lot, yell at each other, and basically debate the concepts that will be pulled and poured and poked and shaped into the show that you're listening to now. During today's discussion on religion, what I noticed when I first brought it up, there was lots of aggressive behavior, lots of animosity. So during our conversation today, I just sensed a ton of it. I mean, just a ton of animosity around the subject. My question to begin with is, where does this come from? Why all the anger and the frustration in talking about religion? Now, I'd like you to address this seriously. Go ahead.
It's just like with anything else. I mean, it's a topic. People have opinions on it. People's opinions differ from other people's opinions. It's the way the beginning of our government was formed.
Well,
in a sense.
Okay. Well, I understand. Oh, yeah, exactly. The freedom of religion and all of that, and denying people that opportunity to worship in the way they wanted was sort of the impetus for
right.
people to travel away and
travel. Lots of traveling.
Find a new place to live. But my question for you, though, Neil, is you were quite adamant. You were quite aggressive about the topic. You were very, very outspoken around the issue of religion.
Ooh, I tend to do that.
Well, you do tend to do that. Now, I have worked with you for how long? 2 years?
Oh, just years? Over two and a half.
Just over, yeah.
Two and a half-ish,
okay. So, in knowing you for that long, I know that you come from a background of religion, do you not?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. And when you decided, when in your life did you step away from what you were encouraged to know or to believe and start making decisions for yourself?
I was always, I was brought up around it sort of thing. We used to go to church and stuff and real good families with the minister and stuff. But it's just like, I don't know, I just thought about it. I actually tried to like feel God or whatever and do whatever, but I could never do it. It was I never, like, supposedly you're supposed to know that God is there and feel him inside you or whatever, all that mumbo jumbo, but it never happened to me. And like, I went to a church thing one time, and the little falling over because you're so overwhelmed with God sort of thing, all it was the guy is like holding my hand saying, God is in you, God is in stuff like that, and he was pushing me backwards. And then, like, I swear to God, this guy that, swear to God, that's kind of funny. But
ironic.
Anyway, this guy, he's like, don't worry, I'll catch you. I swear he tripped me. Like, he put his foot in front of mine so I'd fall over because I wasn't falling over. I was just
so the idea, though, is that the pastor or the minister or the leader of the church comes up and gives you a smack on the head, and you're supposed to fall and flail about because of the power of God or something, right?
Yeah, okay. But he was holding my hand. He was kind of pushing me backwards, and I wouldn't fall.
And so your take on it, whether or not it happened that way or not.
It was just, I don't know.
You felt something hinder your walking, and you tripped and fell.
Yeah. Okay. It must have been the power of God.
But, okay. But basically, your take on it was that
whole bunch of BS, I guess. Right. I don't know. I just don't buy it.
And so situations like that, does that contribute to your sort of bad feelings towards people who believe in God?
I don't necessarily have bad feelings towards people who believe in God. You know, they're cool. I have friends that believe in God and stuff. And it's just that most people that I know, that you ask them, why do you believe in God? They say, well, oh, I want to go to heaven. I don't want to go to hell. You see, that's fear. You don't fear something.
I'm
that you're supposed
this,
to believe in.
And I think I agree with you, here's the question. If somebody believes in God because they are afraid, does that mean that their religion or that their ideas are wrong, is it just about them, or is it about their religion as a whole? You understand what I'm saying?
No.
I mean, so just because someone believes in God because they're afraid they're going to go to hell, does that make the whole concept of God a bad one?
It makes it cheesy. It makes it sort of, I don't know. It's. I guess if you're not very opinionated, I guess you could fall for it or whatever. But I don't know. I think I have too many opinions.
No, I don't think anybody. I think you need to not worry about that for definite sure. I think that people should have as many opinions as they feel they need to share.
Yeah,
and that they should
lots
have the venue to share them. Exactly. Okay. Jeff, I want to hear what you have to say about this.
Well, I came from a very religious family, and I don't see myself as religious, but the thing that bothers me with a lot of religions is that they're I don't know how to phrase this right. I don't want to say opinionated, but they're very
opinionated works.
They're very straightforward in how they feel, and that's fine. And don't get me wrong, I love religious people. It's just when they come off like you're gonna go to hell if you don't believe what I believe.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, I mean, I'm not gonna go to hell, you know, because, you know, right now I'm not sure if there is a hell, and if they are sure, that's good for them. But I just don't feel that. Right now, at this point in my life, I'm not sure if I feel if there is, you know, anything beyond just society, really, or just human existence.
Right.
I mean, sure, there. I feel that there's something else after, but I'm not sure exactly what it is. And in the Bible, from what I've read, I mean, way back when, and what I've, you know, kept in my mind, is that in the Bible, it says that you should not blindly follow God. He says that. He says, please don't blindly follow. I don't know where it is, but that's basically what he said. It doesn't say it like that. But it says, don't blindly follow me. Follow me because you love me. You know? And I can't say that I love him. And I think he understands where I'm coming from. You know? Him or any God who's actually
sitting in
there.
The big seat. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know? And it's like, He wants me to find out for myself. He doesn't want other people to tell me, you know, what to believe. He wants, that's what he made the angels for. He made the angels, you know, they didn't have free will. They just served God, you know.
Here's my question for you. People who believe in any religion because they are afraid of, I guess, going to hell, does that somehow lessen their commitment to God?
No, it doesn't. Because it is, any belief to me is a valid belief. If you believe in whatever religion or whatever philosophy, it's valid because that's what you believe. And as long as you're not letting other people take it away from you, that's all that matters. Because God, a God, or the gods, whatever you believe, you know, they gave you free will. And you're going to do what you're going to do, whatever you think is right. So that being said, I don't believe there is a right or wrong way. I mean, at this point in my life, I'm not sure if there's a wrong way to serve God or a right way.
Got it.
You know, that's how
Jeff,
I feel.
I truly appreciate your insight. I'm interested in hearing some thoughts from other folks as well. The question right now, though, is why the animosity, why the aggressive stuff around any sort of conversation dealing with Christianity or religion or those sorts of things? Go ahead.
Well, I think it's a sensitive subject because it's such a personal belief. And it's personal because you base your beliefs off of how you've been raised and the things that have gone on in your life and your environment and just the way you want to live your life. So when it gets that personal, it's becomes kind of your passion. And I'm not a Christian. I'm Unitarian by church. I have always gone to a Unitarian church, and I don't go. But spiritually, I feel really very, very fulfilled. It doesn't mean I have devoted my life to God, and I haven't. Unitarianism is a really open belief in that this our pretty much one of the things in our goals or something like that is that we are always on the search for the truth, whatever that may be. And so the aggression, I think, in between religious groups and non-religious groups and religious groups is that we believe that we are right so strongly. There's some people who bring that out and say, now you need to know that I'm right. And people are still saying, no, but I'm right, because it's so personal.
Right.
So it's like changing somebody's belief on racism. Or, you know, it's such a personal experience. It's hard to change people's opinions, so people start getting in deadlock about it.
Jeff has something to say. He's got that look on his face.
Yeah, I was just thinking, I've held this philosophy for a long time. There's hundreds of different religions, some more prominent than others. You know, but the key thing in all these religions is that there's a good side and there's a bad side. Choose a side, right? That's basically what it all comes down to. My question is, if that's the case, why is the good side and the good side, or the bad side and the bad side, fighting each other just because they're in different religions?
Very
why?
Interesting. So I think I understand what you're saying. So if you look at, oh, Christianity versus another, give me a religion, Buddhism. There's a dark and a light, right? There's a bad and a good. But we have now different variations of good and bad. If you're a Christian, if you're Buddhist, and you're walking the path, you are bad.
I don't think it should be about that. I think that you can believe your own, you know, good. You can believe in whatever you want. You can think that, you know, not killing any type of animals, such as flies that are, you know, you might breathe in, whatever, you know, that there are religions that believe that. I'm not exactly sure which one it was, but, you know.
Hinduism,
yeah. You know, you can believe that if you want, but it shouldn't be about who is doing, you know, the right. I don't think it should be about that. I think it should be about, if you believe that you are doing what is most right for you, then you should be happy with that. And if somebody is looking to be converted, because I know people who do, you know, I know people who go out there and just go, I don't know what to believe anymore. You know, if they put that type of flag up, like, please help me, then, you know, go ahead, do what you can, give them your opinion. But if you, I mean, if they don't, if they're very happy with where they are right now, don't go, I mean, my personal opinion is I wouldn't go up to them and say, look, come to my church, you're going to like it, and if not, you're going to hell. You know, I'm not that type of person.
Is there a lot of that out there, kids?
I think so.
I mean, everyone's saying, yeah. Tell me where you're getting this. How does that happen? Where do you see that? Who's saying that to you?
Well, in some really weird ways, like at school, we have part of our health class, and this might be stepping into some red zone, but like in our health class, there's a woman who comes in with fetuses from various stages of development as a baby in a mother's tummy, and they're all dead, and there's one named Baby Hope, and my immediate thought, and many, it's a very uncomfortable classroom when that's going on. It makes some people cry, some people need to leave the room, and a lot of people think that it's very likely that could be a pro-life organization that and then, you know, might not be, but there are also, you know, like Young Life and stuff is now kind of it is a Christian group, as much as they say we don't force it on anything. You know, they pray and they talk about God, and I don't go just because I wouldn't feel comfortable, but it's so prominent, and like it's become cool kind of to be Christian, like with the What Would Jesus Do, which I don't think belittles some people's beliefs, but I really do think it kind of insults people who strongly believe in, you know, Jesus is, you know, their savior. And then
the whole What Would Jesus Do thing is, yeah, there's like a, basically they would have bracelets and things that had the WWJD.
Which it puts pressure. It puts this like subconscious pressure on pop culture teens, because it's all around you. Everyone else has a keychain string that says WWJD. Why don't I? And if you have that, you're kind of insinuating, if not, you know, saying I'm believing in Jesus. So even little ways, it's pressured.
Got it.
Hi.
Hi, Jeff.
I had an experience my junior year in high school. I was telling this, I don't want to say anything derogatory. I was talking to this girl who was very, very religious Christian, and I was telling her, you know, that I don't believe. Not that I don't believe, it's just that I don't know, you know, because I had a hard time believing that, and I still do to a certain extent, just not as much. And I was talking to her, and she said that because I don't believe what she believes, and because I don't know, that I'm going to hell. Well, we were talking about it earlier at the meeting today, and how that you know, you don't pass, humans don't have the rights to pass judgment over other humans. And if she was truly Christian, she wouldn't have passed judgment over me, telling me I was going to go to hell.
You know what, I wonder really, I mean, when you think about it, and I'm not, in this, the purpose of this show is not to bash a particular religion, but it would seem to me, just in, I think in even running team programs, that you catch more flies with honey than you do. I mean, I basically, these kids are here because they're committed to the show and they enjoy it. I would imagine that getting people involved in religion is sort of the same sort of deal, because what we do, we hope, makes a difference in the community. What we do, we hope, makes a difference and makes us better people, makes us kinder, more educated, more connected to the community. And that, to me, is sort of the same situation when you look at religion. I mean, do you become a believer either in God or Buddha or on and on and on the list goes out of fear? I mean, is that truly what we have to look forward to when we think about developing our spiritual sides?
I don't know. I have another thing to add on that. This, after that girl was telling me all this, I told her that if you read the Bible, you know, it says, I mean, the Old Testament says Jesus and his disciples were fishers of men, not fishermen, right? And that being said, and after what she said to me, you know, I told her that, and I said, Jesus and God do not throw back fish. I said, yeah, I was, and she just was totally astounded that I knew what I was talking about, and I knew the scriptures, and I knew, surprisingly, probably more than she did, you know, about the Bible and about Jesus and God. And she just walked away because she knew I was right.
Very interesting.
And it was sad, really.
You know, it is, I think it's very poignant because rather than get into a spiritual fist fight or a belittling or an aggressive sort of attack, you sort of turn that around on her philosophically, which I respect that. It's a very, very good point that you make.
Yeah, I agree. Actually, I had a very, very similar situation where a friend of mine, a very high considered close friend of mine, told me during a class discussion, we were having a debate about, we were reading Grapes of Wrath and all the biblical parallels, and somehow it came around that my friend at lunch said, we were talking and it came out that she believes that I've been spewed from the mouth of God. In other words, I'm going to hell. And I actually did not take it. It kind of surprised me how direct she was, but I didn't go, wow, well, shucks, I'd better go to church, you know? Because I think spirituality and religious, you being religious, very different. I'm a very, very spiritual person, but I don't believe that I'm a very strong religious person. And I think those are very separate things. I think your spirituality is a deeper part of you that has to do with your inner peace and everything. And in some people derive their inner peace from their religion and from settlement and that God has saved them. And, or, you know, whatever, Allah, there's so many, we seem to be in this, you know, deadlock kind of niche of Christianity, but there's so many, like Buddhism. I love Buddhism, you know, there's so many other things. And what ended up.
But when you're out in the world, though, when you're out at your high school, you're hanging out at Ever High, are you being confronted by the militant Muslim who is trying to convert you? Are you being confronted by the, you know, the
no,
Baha'i
but I do have,
or the
Mormon
the
friends who, and I don't have any Jehovah's Witness friends, but Mormons and Christians, Catholics. I do have very religious friends. But what ended up happening is this another really devout Christian friend of mine came to my defense and said, in the Bible it says, do not judge or thou shalt be judged. So I think it's a very personal thing too, you know, like one Christian friend said, well, you're going to hell. And the other person said, well, that's not for you to decide. So
very, very interesting. You want to add a final thought before we go to a musical break?
Yeah, I think that's totally true. I think sometimes Christians are hypocritical, but I'm a Christian, and I think it's wrong of them to, like, judge others, and they should let them find their own way. And, you know.
Very interesting. You know, I want to talk to you some more. When we come back from this next musical break, we are going to talk about what we believe. What do you believe when it comes to spirituality and religion and faith and all those issues? Where do you, how do you define it for yourself and for other people when they ask you? Who's up?
Me.
All right.
I'm playing SJP off of the Unknown Works Volume 1 compilation, which is a compilation of unsigned and independent artists in the electronic community. The track is called Funktastic Boomtastic. It's pretty cool. It's really funky. So I hope you enjoy it.
Right on. You're listening to Youth Voice here on 90.7 KSER Everett.
So why do people want it?
Well, where we come from, on the floor, it's all about the funky breaks and grooves.
So why do people want it?
Thank you. never react to my body simple. Wanna make your body quick. This is a fake, these breaks. Moving through your body like waves, these breaks. Moving through your body like waves, these breaks. Keep fighting your ass like snakes. Whatever it takes, I'll bring a sniper into the circle, into the cipher. You know it's time to play the hyper. This is the sound of a new height, 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 a new height.
Some old school stuff in the end of that, Little Daily. It's kind of nice. Welcome back to Youth Voice. Today we're talking about religion. We're talking about faith. We're talking about spirituality. We're talking about very interesting
leaves.
We're talking about interesting stuff. Here's the question of the of this little block of time. What do you believe? Personally, what do you believe? Yes, Jeff.
Well, what do I believe?
Yeah.
I really don't know what I believe. It's kind of sad, really, you know? I don't know what I believe. I feel that sometimes I believe mostly Christianity, but at the same time, I'm not sure about it. And, you know, maybe I haven't found God or anything yet, or if I ever will.
So what you're saying is you lean towards the ideas in Christianity, but you are not convinced enough or convicted enough to commit.
Yeah, it's the reason I lean toward Christianity is because the rest of my family is.
So that's sort of what you know.
And they're really nice people. I mean, they are.
They're a nice bunch
of folks. They are.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's. I mean, I would certainly want to be a part of a religion that had nice people in it.
Yeah. It's and the thing is with my family. They don't press it on me. I mean, they just don't. They're just okay. Like, they'll talk about it in front of me, and I'll just be like, yeah, you know, whatever. All you right. know, but I still respect it. It's one of the, and it's just because of that I have a more of a preference to be Christian. It's just that I don't have any, I don't know, kind of like evidence, but, you know, I don't feel it.
You haven't been convinced.
Yeah.
Got it. Thank you, Jeff. Yes, Neil, what do you believe?
Nothing, really. I think it's purely scientific. I think you die and you just die.
So you don't believe, you think that your time is what you've got right here, right now,
yep.
And in the end,
make the most of it.
Yeah.
Because it's all I've got.
All righty. Got it.
There you go.
I hear it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. You can sit down now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Tip your waitress.
Bye-bye. Thank you for beating him up. Yes.
Okay. I believe that there is a heaven and a hell and that there are good and evil forces. And I believe in God and the Holy Spirit and Jesus.
He's my father.
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Yep.
Great. I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
Was it in hearing people like Jeff, who's obviously searching, who doesn't, mm-hmm. he's not committed to a particular religion. What do you think about folks like that?
I think that they'll eventually find what's right for them and that works for them, because I don't like to impose my religion on other people, because usually they don't appreciate it.
That's been my experience.
Yep.
Just hearing people talk in the room, it's not the most popular way to deal with it. Yes, thank you very much. You can sit down. Well, do me a favor and give Neil a little gift. Yes, please.
I used to be a Christian before I reached the age of reason. Not really. I just hear that a lot. But I don't really know. I've studied a lot of religions. I've done Buddhism, Taoism, Christianity. I think that they all sort of mold together. I don't think it's really important what path you follow. It's just following yourself, and then you fall on the right path. I believe in something. There's something that you go towards, but I don't think that it minds how you get there. So.
Very interesting. I like the way you said that a lot. Go ahead, please.
Well, like I said, I'm Unitarian, but my beliefs are pretty separate from anyone else in the Unitarian Church, considering that the Unitarian Church doesn't have any set beliefs, but we have values, but
they are kind of a conglomeration of a lot of different folks.
It is, and when people come into town or people don't know where else to go to church, they often come to our church because it's such a open ceremony of life, you know, celebration of life. And my personal belief is that there has to be something bigger than this. And whether it's one singular person, male or female, or one singular entity, thing or not thing, there has to be something bigger than us. And maybe what that is all of us. That's always kind of been, I think there's something special inside all of us that makes us who we are and makes life and lets us decide what we're going to believe. And I respect so many different religions. I really respect Christianity because I do believe that they look for the good in things and they believe in love and acceptance. And I believe I respect Hinduism, and I think it's wonderful that everyone has their own religion and their own belief, because it pretty much makes society, you know? We would be really, really boring if nobody had an opinion on religion, because I think what we believe religiously or spiritually is really how we live our life. And if we all live the same life, that wouldn't be that fun.
Got it. Thank you, Lena. One final person to share their thoughts, unless Nate wants to hop in here too.
I am a Christian. I believe in Christianity, and I don't usually just come out and say that because I know that I just think that a lot of people, as soon as they find out someone's a Christian, they're like, oh no, you're going to try to convert me or whatever. I'm not like that. I personally believe, I was actually talking about this on the break, I told Troy this, I think that it's more about how you've lived your life than how you, who you believe in. I think that you can go to heaven even if you don't necessarily believe in God, just because you've lived your life to the best that you can and, you know, tried not to hurt anyone and, you know, just tried to be a good person. I also have some friends who I've talked to who believe that they're Christians just because they feel that it's a good way to live your life, and that even if there isn't a heaven or a hell, that they feel that, you know, the payoff is in the fact that they've done good deeds for their whole life.
Got it. You know, and I guess that is a very interesting question, and I would love to hear from a staunch Christian who I would just really like to know are people who do live good lives, people who don't steal or kill or do those things, are those folks going to heaven, or are they going to H-E double hockey sticks because they don't believe in God? I mean, that's a very interesting question. Hey, Nate, you handed me a piece of paper. I want you to elaborate a little bit about what this is. It says, somebody wants to hear about religion in social and political views.
Yep. Someone called in saying they wanted to hear about it.
So let's talk about that for a minute. When you look at society, or you look at sort of the political state of things today, I know that, for instance, Hillary Clinton slammed a running mate or a person that she was running against, rather, for bringing religion into a political discussion. Does it have any business?
I think it really deserves say because for instance, abortion, a very sensitive subject, pro-life, pro-choice. I know that if you are a Christian, probably 98% of the time you are pro-life. And our laws are based on a Judeo-Christian belief system. You know, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth is where the death penalty came from. And I strongly believe that it has a place because, like I said earlier, society is based on people, and people base their life on their beliefs. And we need to live to those beliefs in accordance, but there needs to be a negotiation and a compromise. I don't think there should be an absolute, you know, the majority of this society, the American public, is Christian, so we'll have all of our laws and political views and our government be a Christian.
Based on that, sure.
Yeah, that would be unfair. So I don't think it should be a prominent, but like I'm glad we have separation of church and state, but I also support kids having prayer groups if they feel the need before lunches or whatever, and I know some other people really are uncomfortable about that, but I just think it should all be accepted, and it really needs to have a place because it's just as much as religion is, so is politics. It's just huge in our life.
Got it. I have a question for the folks here. You know, in talking about the separation of church and state, people are very passionate about either having prayer in school or not having prayer in school. Here's my question for everybody in this room. What do you think about that? Do you think it's appropriate to have prayer, to expect that people will pray?
I don't think that you should expect anyone to pray. I think maybe it would be a good idea to have a little bit of time in the mornings or whatever where people can pray or other people can work on homework if they want to, if that's what we're going to have in schools. But I personally do believe in the separation of church and state, and I think it should have been included in the Constitution, even though it wasn't. A lot of things in the government are based around Christianity, and I don't necessarily agree on that, considering we were supposed to be, you know, the free country. But, yeah, I think that if you're going to have it, then don't have it necessarily for one religion.
Got it. Yes, ma'am.
I think they should maybe set apart a little bit of time, maybe in the morning or something, because every morning at my school we have to say the Pledge of Allegiance. And, I mean, that's just, like, I hate saying that every morning. And,
you know, that was, it's funny that you bring that up because it definitely came up in our conversation. We did have a spirited discussion around the Pledge of Allegiance and its function and purpose, and how patriotic some of us were or were not. It was a very interesting discussion. But you know what I wonder, though, and I want to hear what you think about this, is you look at school, and it is a place for you to learn.
Mm-hmm.
It's an opportunity for you to be exposed to new ideas. There are definitely the facts. 2 + 2 is 4.
Yeah, and then they have evolution, which is...
But then it sort of gets into some theories and ideas and all sorts of things that are not as definable. You can't define them with an equation. You can only define them with your own heart.
Mm-hmm.
Is it appropriate, or rather, is it inappropriate to exclude discussions around spirituality and religion in that sort of an educational forum?
I don't think it is, as long as, you know, you're not, like, preaching at people and trying to change them and, you know, facts and let them figure out what they
So
choose.
Sharing with them ideas around religion is not a bad idea.
No.
Having a discussion about, a philosophical dilemmas in relationship to Christianity or Buddhism or Hinduism or whatever, that's all right.
Yeah, because...
Like, what about discussions about what you personally believe?
Well, I think that probably wouldn't happen in school because you'd probably get in trouble.
But
or,
should it?
Well, I think it should, but I don't think that's what everybody else would agree with.
Got it. Thank you. Yes, Lena?
Oh, I definitely believe there should be room for opinion. And in school, I mean, really, if we're just learning facts, then that's all we'll base our beliefs on, and that's not much of a soul-searching ordeal. If you don't allow for discussion to take place on a more subconscious or subjective level, then that's where people form their beliefs, is what they hear from other people. And I don't believe that there should be a time set aside for prayer, but I think it should be allowed that students do that, because you can sit at a lunch table and be silent for 5 seconds and just prayed, and nobody could do anything about it. But I don't think it should be something. We're reading Genesis, for instance, right now, as a piece of literature, and it affects our society. Many movies and beliefs have been based off of it, and I don't feel at the least bit uncomfortable about it. And I think even talking about religion and personal beliefs in school is appropriate and should be allowed. I think people don't do it because it's an awkward discussion, because people can get very passionate and disturbed by it. But I think it's very important to allow that. You should not. You can separate church and state to an extent, but you can't separate people from school.
Got it. Thank you very much. Very, very good points. Yes, sir.
So, you want to know if
so many questions.
Talk, if yeah. you can talk about the religious part in like schools or public places.
It just seems to me though that school and there's a lot of folks talking about separation of church and state. You shouldn't allow young life in. You shouldn't allow that. I mean, people shouldn't be forced to pray. There should be. God has no business in the schools, and I'm not sure how I feel about that. My question to you was: isn't when you look at school and the purpose of school, isn't it a good time, a good place to start talking about philosophies around faith and spirituality, because it is a learning environment, and at least in my perspective, spirituality becomes a part of who you are, right?
Right.
Okay.
I have something to say on that one. I don't think, people getting together before school, after school, praying and stuff, I don't really care, as long as the Satanists can do it too, because you got to have freedom of speech, That separation of church and state, well, I think what they meant when they made that up is that you can't have a government based on church, what was that, Tibet, I think, did that, and that was, just, I guess it was okay for them, but look at them now. Anyways, that's what I think.
Be careful there. I don't know that it had anything to do with their religious beliefs, more their political.
Their political, and governmental was based on their religion, is what I'm saying. I'm not bashing or getting into anything here. But it's just like, I believe, if they want to, pray in public, fine, go for it. As long as other people can too. I mean, you can't just say one religious group can and the other ones can't, because that is a violation of the Constitution, and that's
let's,
not right.
Let's create a hypothetical little situation here, all right? You're at school. Neil, I want you to hear this. You're at school, Neil, and I know there are many schools in Snohomish County that have prayer, morning prayer meetings around the flag, right? They hold hands and pray and all those sorts of things,
right.
Which is great. I think it's great. I think that everyone should explore their spirituality and should get involved in that, with that function or part of their lives. But when you look at, say, Satanists, Neil, if a group of Satanists decided that they were going to go out, hold hands, and do the dance of the devil around the flagpole, do you think that people would be as excited to allow them to be a part of the morning ritual or the morning school time sort of deal?
No, because it goes against what people believe. It's a minority belief. So I don't think so. I mean,
not to mention the Satanists.
They have a right. I mean, there's a difference between morals and legality. There's a difference between being what's legal and what's morally right.
Okay, explain to me what you mean.
They have a right to. They have a right. I mean, Nazis have a right to believe in, worship Hitler, do whatever they want. Maybe that's not morally right, but legally, it's right. They have a right to believe in that.
Okay, got it.
So, yeah, all for it. Go ahead, merch Satan's.
Would any of creatures. You oppose? Would any of you oppose a certain group that came to your school to, if there were a group of kids that worshipped, oh, let's continue with Satanism, and they decided that they wanted to dance around the flagpole at the beginning of the day? Would anyone oppose that?
As long as they didn't bring guns and try to kill anybody, then I'd be fine.
I mean, you know, we say that, but that is definitely sort of the genre in which the Columbine kids that actually went and did that sort of stuff, they sort of bought into that whole dark side of life.
I actually apologize for that. That's very stereotypical, and I realize that there are people who believe that there is Satan and that's the almighty ruler who would not go and kill anyone necessarily. I just, you know, with anybody that I'm, I don't know, like that... I just kind of worry.
You know, and I'm looking at this question that somebody called in, and it's that, so religion and social and political views, and when we're talking about politics, really, does religion have a role in politics? Should that play an important part in the debates, and do you only want a certain kind of person with certain kinds of beliefs running the country?
No, but I definitely believe that our laws are based off of our beliefs. We make laws to feel safe and to feel protected, and what we feel protected by is sometimes based off of our religious and spiritual beliefs. For instance, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, death penalty.
Yep.
It makes us feel safer, and some people don't agree with that, which is, you know...
But when we're talking about, say, the President of the United States, and there are many people, Pat Buchanan, who run on a very right-wing Christian... Welcome back to Youth Voice. This is Troy. I'm your host. Today, we're talking about religion, a very interesting discussion. Now, when we do these shows, and I can speak, when we do these shows, it's really critical to us to get your feedback. We like to hear what you have to say about the topics and the concepts that we bring up in our show. So if you're listening now and you hear something that you enjoy, or something that concerns you, or something that you think is wrong, I want to hear what you have to say about that. There are two ways that you can get a hold of us. There are three, actually, and I'll share a third one with you as well. You may email us, and that's a phone number. You can email us, youthvoice@hotmail.com, youthvoice@hotmail.com.
Yeah, do that. I check it every day.
Neil checks it every day, and we like to, and what we'll do is take your questions, your comments, and we'll read them on the air if it is appropriate.
And we'll address them,
because that's what we like to do. In addition, you can also talk to me person to person at the Everett Family YMCA. Now, my name is Troy Hewitt, Community Connections Director for the Everett Family YMCA, and you can call me at 258-9211, extension 106. Or if we're on the show and you hear something that you want to comment on, or you have a question for the kids, and we're on the air, you know what you can do is call 742, that's 425-742-4541, and talk to Nate Dogg. Nate Dogg answers the phone. He picks it up and he says,
yes.
And he will take your questions, your comments, your concerns, and share them with us, and we will be more than happy to incorporate that into our show. And maybe someday, we'll even take calls on the air.
Someday,
but maybe not. Probably not.
From now.
In any event, we're talking about religion, and it's an interesting discussion. I want to pull Jeff up here because Jeff said, you got to remind me, liberty and justice for all. Jeff's liberty and justice for all.
All right. We were doing the Pledge of Allegiance a couple weeks ago at school.
Yes.
And, you know, I stood up, but I was actually listening to what words we were saying. Mm-hmm. And at the end, it says, for liberty and justice for all.
Right.
So I was like, all right, what is justice exactly? So I looked it up in the dictionary. And justice said justice is law. And I was like, all right. So I looked up what law. It means authority. I said, what's authority? And I looked up authority, and it said, of or pertaining to a greater good. And I said, okay, what's a greater good? And then it led me to divinity. For some strange reason, I mean, I just kept going and going and digging up the word justice and what meanings it gave me and then going into those meanings.
Very interesting.
And it said divinity, and it actually made me think. I mean, there are a bunch of different ones, but that was one of them that I can remember most offhand.
Yes.
And so I was thinking about it, and I was like, all right, if justice is divinity, then humans, being imperfect, are divine. And then I looked up the word divine, and it says godly, or of or pertaining to a god,
mm-hmm.
something like that. So I was like, all right. So because the humanity has quote-unquote achieved justice, we are divine. And because we are divine, we are godly. So if we're godly, we're gods. Wait a minute, something doesn't sound right. Because if you look in the Bible or in almost any other religion, it says humans are imperfect. So that being said, led me to believe that either these religions that said humans are imperfect are wrong, or justice doesn't exist.
Very deep stuff.
Strange. I mean,
it sounds to me like you went on your own little personal educational opportunity, and I personally respect that. Can you both do me a favor and participate in a live radio talk show? Actually, I need you to be quiet. Is what I need. Thank you. In any event, Jeff, I find that incredibly interesting because I think it is moments like that that defines our personal spirituality. Now, there may be someone listening going, what the heck? What is that kid talking about? But in my heart, when I hear you say that you went through this process of defining what these terms meant and looking at what justice means and then trying to define that in the context of spirituality, to me, I think that that's exactly the kinds of stuff that we as human beings need to experience, because that is what defines our spirituality.
Yeah, and it was just something that I thought up, and I was like, how, you know, let's look it up. And, you know, maybe I should try a different language, but I'm sure it would come up the same way.
Very interesting, Jeff. I appreciate that. I really do. Lena?
It doesn't come up the same way in different languages. They can't translate, like the Quran. They don't believe if you translate it to any other language, it'll mean the same thing. And humans are imperfect. That's kind of a known fact. We're imperfect because we can't have the same... We don't have a complete perfect unity. We are imperfect, and so the words we use are imperfect, like God. We all say God, we all say, I don't believe in God, or I do believe in God, but we don't know what God is. And so if we're writing these definitions for all these words that mean, you know, really are trivial, they don't mean anything, words are just the way we communicate, then you can't base whether a religion is imperfect or we are divine or whatever out of what's in Webster's dictionary, because we've created those words and we're imperfect. And we can't say God's imperfect because we don't even know what God is, and yet we have a word for it.
It's very interesting that you bring those sorts of things up, because ultimately what's in the dictionary isn't as important as what's in your heart.
Very, very true. It's like you can't define what God is. I don't believe anyone can with a definite, absolute, for sure knowledge say, I know what God is.
But there are some people, though, Lena,
who believe that they are right.
Who say, yes. I know in my heart, and let me tell you all about it.
Oh, yeah, and I believe you can believe that you know in your heart. Like, I know in my heart that I'm happy and spiritually fulfilled, but if somebody else had what was in my heart right now, might completely feel lost and alone and needing something stronger and might go to a different church or might whatever.
Got it.
It's very individual.
Thank you, Lena. Jeff.
I got to just kind of like a question. Let's brain candy. In the Bible, it says, in Revelation, it says, like, eventually, God will destroy all Satan's minions and such, you know, and followers, right? And, you know, and turn them into nothingness. They'll be reduced to nothingness. Well, let's think of that in, you know, a different light, right? Let's think of it in scientific terms. What is nothingness? It's not space, because space has molecules floating around it, different atoms floating around in it.
Lena's got something to share.
We don't know what space is. We can't comprehend space, because space to us is outer space. What about inner space? What if there's something that has no molecules?
What about the space between
molecules? We just found out there's stuff smaller than the atoms, and inside the atoms there's more space within that. There's no way we can define what space is, because we think an atom is so small, but when you get down there, the electrons, if they were the size of us, they would be huge. They would be humongous. There's space within those atoms that make up everything. It's so crazy, man.
Holy smokes. I'm having a brain failure here. My serious
brain. You're undersold.
Thank you.
Anyway, back to me. Just kidding.
But no, you bring up some good points, because I think that that's what these conversations boil down to, is however you need to define it. And there are so many directions to go to, so many avenues to listen to, so many people with their ideas.
Well, to get back onto what I was saying, I mean, you were too, but you get my reason. I just want to talk.
Yes, talk.
Anyways, so if you take that as, if you say, you know, what is nothingness? Space isn't nothing, because it's something. So what is nothingness? What is it? Personally, I can't comprehend nothingness. I can't. I mean, if you're nothing, how do you know it's nothing? Because there's nothing there.
I got you, Jeff. I'm gonna. Sorry. Please continue.
Oh, and I'll wrap this up fast. So, that being said, in the Bible it says God is everything. He embodies everything. Well, if I can't comprehend nothingness, how do I comprehend everything? Because God is everything, therefore, how can I, being imperfect and only a human, come to understand that? I can't.
Right, I hear what you're saying.
I don't know. That's just my
spiel. It is the lament. We have a come up here. So, before you go, Neil, I do want to say that we had someone calling in, and they said, why are we focusing on Christianity? And they gave us some statistics.
Yeah. All right.
Which I think are pretty interesting. 20%, 21%, and I'm not sure where these statistics are coming from, but this person is sharing that 21%, and I'll assume we're talking about America, potentially, or maybe Washington, or Snohomish County, or Everett, or in any event, 21% atheist, 19% Catholic, 16% other Christian, and 13% Buddhist. Yes.
Okay. Those statistics actually came from our own adventurous listener guide.
Very nice.
And it was, if you took the whole world, put it into 100 people, keeping the ratio the same.
Yes.
That's how many people. Those are just the major ones that I was able to jot down.
Got it. Wonderful. Thank you, our crack investigative team. Yes.
All right. I know what Jeff is trying to say, you know, and I kind of believe, I believe what he's saying, you know. It's like, How can you know what anger is when you're happy all the time and you've never experienced it, you know, sort of thing? The reason why I believe in the scientific theory is because that's the only thing that's been proven. You die. You know, that's the only thing that's been proven.
So that's all you have. That's all you have to go on. That's the only proof you have, and okay, so you okay. go with
all
what
right.
you know.
Try. All right. All these people, they say they feel God inside them. Mm-hmm. They're loving, you know, they feel God. They know he exists.
Right.
When you were little, didn't you know that Santa Claus existed? You put milk and cookies out for him, you know, carrots for the reindeer. Woohoo. But really, it was just your parents.
No, it's not.
Oh.
I think you just, all right. Sorry, I think you just that. Ruined Christmas
but
wishes
it,
for
you get what I'm saying.
Kids throughout you get what I'm saying. You know, I do get what you're saying, and I understand. Believe me, I understand what you're saying, but someone doesn't, and I want to give her an opportunity to share her thoughts on it. Yes.
But then it goes to faith, like, where did everything come from? Where did the world come from? And there's all the different theories and everything, and you just got to know, and you got to have faith in it and believe if you want to know that God created the earth and the world and everything.
You wait under your Christmas tree every year, don't you?
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I mean, I think when we compare, you know, Santa with God, I think what we're comparing almost apples and oranges.
Yeah, I think God goes a little bit deeper, and religion goes a little bit deeper than Santa Claus, and I think we have got caught in this kind of niche of Christianity. I think there's a whole world of religion out besides besides Christianity that base, you know, their religion and their beliefs on something other than God. I know there's what are they? They used to, Native Americans celebrate the earth. They don't celebrate a divine human being. They celebrate the earth beneath us and the sky above us, things that directly affect us day to day. You know, and Buddhism believe in reincarnation, as Christianity doesn't, and Judaism doesn't. And Hinduism, for instance, believes in reincarnation, and they don't believe in... saying if you're not Hindu in this lifetime, they don't go, well, you're a bad person, because they know that eventually in your 500, 600 lives, you will be Hindu, because it's just part of life, whether that's, you know, your one life or your 10,000 lives.
Well, here's the question. Now, the question from the caller is, why are we focusing on Christianity? And here's my question. Now, and let me just explain to you how this all came about. We began a discussion around spirituality. What came out of that were these questions, and you're absolutely right. We are focusing on Christianity. Christianity is the main topic, is the main sort of debate going on in this room right now. And, you know, when you say, why are we focusing on Christianity? Because when you look at our schools and you look at our current culture, the focus is Christianity.
It's the most prominent, and it's the most obvious, I think, because I know two Egyptian twins who are wonderful, great people, and they are Hindu, I think, or they don't eat pork. I don't remember. Muslim? I don't know. One of them. Anyway, they're amazing, and it's just more prominent that the Christian, because of Young Life, because there's more support, it's more out there. On TV, there's Seventh Heaven and Touched by an Angel. There's
and
less,
TVN,
you know, Touched by a Buddha, Touched by, you know.
Yeah, right. There's no the Buddha Network or the... I mean, and I think that is just a very interesting question for us to look into ourselves and to think, why are we narrowing our scope so that we only are dealing with the issues of Christianity, on whether to believe or not to believe in that particular God, when there are so many other ideas and concepts.
Yeah, and the statistics on the paper right there say Christianity isn't the majority. I just think that's very interesting.
I do too. I do as well. Here's an interesting question. Is spirituality even really that important? I mean, you need air to breathe. You need food to, you know, you need air to breathe. You need air to live. You need food to sustain yourself. You need water. I mean, water is a critical component of who you are. Do you really need spirituality? Will there come a day when we go, pooh, spirituality, what a funny ride that was. I'm glad we don't deal with that anymore.
I think spirituality and religion are different, and I think spirituality has more to do with being in touch with yourself, and I think you have to be in touch with yourself to be a person. I think that if you're not in touch with yourself, you will cheat yourself out of many things. You will rob yourself of your own beliefs. I don't know if you understand what I'm talking about, but I do, and that's the only thing that matters.
Got it. Oh, no, actually, I do sort of hear what you're saying, but I want to hear some other folks. Is spirituality even really that important? Is it a fundamental part of existing?
I kind of compare it to being single or not single. Like, sometimes people feel lonely and incomplete, and so they want somebody to be there for them, and, you know, it's kind of like the same with spirituality or religion to me.
Got it. That makes some sense. Yes, Lena?
I completely agree with that. I mean, it's somebody, people might really believe that without spirituality, they're just fine, you know? And I believe that not having any defined spiritual guidelines or morals or rules or values is spiritual in itself. Kind of like Taoism, simplicity, you know, whatever. I think it's really neat. And everyone just left the room. Everyone's gone.
Everyone did. You know, and the reason why is because we're going to go to a musical break. Neil, Nate. I was looking at Neil. Yes, who's up next?
Jeff.
Jeff is up next.
Yes.
Why don't, Nate, do you happen to have a CD handy that you can play?
Yes, I do. Hold on. It'll just take a second.
Okay.
We're having a very interesting time here on Youth Voice. Let me take a moment to explain to you a little bit about what Youth Voice is. Youth Voice is a weekly youth-run radio talk show, and when I say youth-run, it is really completely run by youth. The people in this room are the ones that designed this show. They're the ones that determine exactly the kinds of topics and questions that we're going to bring up in all the shows that we've done. And Youth Voice has been around for 5 years.
I'm 8 years old.
Can you believe that?
I've been doing it since I was 3.
I don't know what you're talking about, but we have so many great things going on here, and it is just an opportunity for kids to share their viewpoints. And you know, the interesting thing is that when I bring up these same topics with adults, the conversations and the comments are really not that different. They're really not that different, and that's why it's always shocking to me that we have to have this special earmarked youth moment in the spotlight when our viewpoints and our confusions are really very similar.
So listen to teens. We know everything.
Absolutely, absolutely. So let's go to a musical break.
All right. We're going to play Freestylers. It is Here We Go, the Bad Boy Bill remix.
Right on. You're listening to Youth Voice here on 90.7 KSVR.
Here we go on a ride with the new Freestylers. Yeah.
Welcome back to Youth Voice. This is Troy, I'm your host. Today we're talking about spirituality. We're talking about religion. And it's been a very, very interesting conversation. And during the break, Neil said, you know what? Tell the people who are calling in, thank you very much. And don't be afraid to share your opinions and your viewpoints. If you are a new listener, if you've been listening for some time, if you enjoy the show, if you've got some suggestions, some helpful criticisms, or those kinds of things, we really like to hear that sort of feedback. It is definitely those sorts of things that drive us to be a better show and to present better information. I encourage you to email us, youthvoice@hotmail.com, or to call us. You can leave me a voicemail at work. 258-9211 extension 106. So that's 258-9211 extension 106. I'm Troy Hewitt, the Community Connections Director for the Everett Family Y. Neil.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Woo-hoo.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Be sure to email us, call in, do whatever. I check it every day, and we'll get back to you, and we'll definitely address the topic on the air. And we'll talk about it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, we're moving into the waning moments of the show, and we have about probably 5,000 questions here that we want to talk about, that we want to cover, and that's usually the way it works. Here's a good question. How does, in your particular school, how does religion or faith or spirituality work its way into the classroom? I mean, really, how do they address, do you have a venue to explore spirituality through school?
I do, or our school does. We have a class. It's I'm not sure what it's called, but I think it's like Spirituality 101 or something like that. But a pastor comes in and he talks about it through history and stuff like that.
And just a pastor, though? I mean,
a pastor there? And our choir teacher, which is kind of odd, and I think like a history teacher, too.
Do they discuss the different kinds of religions in the world?
No, no, this is just Christianity.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Because you know, it's very interesting. We when we had someone call in, they said, why are we focusing on Christianity as sort of the opposite of, you know, sort of.
Other than that, religion is just like anything else. It's like, I mean, in history, it's like, it's something that happened in history.
Right, right.
So, I mean, if you're taking a history class, you're going to have to talk about it. Just like anything from slavery to the wars, anything.
Definitely. You know? Absolutely. Thank you. Yes, Lena?
Yeah, we learned about all of the main world religions, and I think it was really good for everyone, people who didn't know about any religion and people who are really keen on their religion and didn't know much about others. It's really interesting, and we have people who, you know, pray and stuff, and the flag prayer circles and stuff, and there's a huge Muslim community at our school, as well as a lot of Catholics, and it's a really big issue, and it's, you know, plays into the classroom too. We're learning about Catholicism right now, and it's a big unit, you know, in our history class. So it's everywhere. It's just like the way we talk about it is very different than the way we're talking about it now. You know, it's a little bit more organized, and let's not get too much into, let's not debate about it. We don't, you know, start talking about what's right and wrong, just the facts, which I think is important.
Absolutely. Definitely. When you look at, I know this is something that came out of our discussion, and I need to sort of wrap my brain around the concept, and I know that came from Barbara. What is the balance between freedom of expression and freedom of opinion? I mean, that came now. Did that come from you, Lena? I thought that came from you.
Oh, yeah. We were just talking about how people have the right to, you know, say whatever they want to say about what they believe, but what's the point where we have the right to say, I don't want to hear it anymore? You know, what's our right? When is it our right to say, okay, now I feel oppressed or now I feel forced?
Very good question.
Yeah, I had actually brought it up because I was at a party the other day and somebody put on some very Christian-stemmed music and was trying to sell the CD because it was from their church. And I am Christian and I believe in God. It's just for some reason I felt offended by the fact that she was trying to sell this at a party with a whole bunch of people who weren't like that. And I don't know. I just... Yeah, repressed and didn't know why.
Very interesting. Anyone with some thoughts about that as far as when do you draw the line between expressing yourself, what your religion is, and saying, you know, I've had enough. This now your opinion has put me in a subservient position. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think that when or and if people do that, I think that they should be, you know, a little more respectful of other people's feelings, a little more courteous, if you will, to how people feel about that, you know. Just say, you know, I have some information about this if you want to hear it, and they'll say, maybe some other time, most likely. I mean, unless they want to hear it, then, you know, they'll be like, yeah, sure, you know. But it just ask them if they want to hear it first. Don't press it on them, you know. Don't force your views upon other people, because that pushes people away. I've seen people do that. I do it. I'm there myself. I mean, people push me. It's kind of like petting a cat the wrong direction, you know. It's like it'll be nice to you if you're petting it, you know, from head to tail. But if you're petting it tail to head, it gets a little agitated, you know.
And it messes up its hair.
Yeah. After the cat's been, you know, grooming and all that.
I know, that's a lot of work to have to redo. Well, folks, this has been a very, very interesting show, and I appreciate all of your feedback and your opinions, and I think that we've done a very good job of sharing information. I want to thank Nate for doing a super good job of technically, he is a technical master, really, truly. Right, Nate? He's taking a bow.
Yep.
That's all Nate ever says. Nate, do we have a song that we can play that sort of take us into the next?
One just for it. It's called Freedom for All.
Freedom for All. Folks, I want you to do me a favor. Stay glued to your radio, because coming up next is our friend Dave Moody, and he is sitting in the pasture right now, the pasture of plenty, waiting to play you some songs. I see him over there sitting in the pasture. Hi, Dave. He's ignoring us. In any event, thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week. Until then, have a great and spiritually fulfilling week.
Hallelujah.